4OQ.
Hello, Mr. Larry, in 4ROQ.
How's it going, Mr. Larry?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Mr. Larry. What's Mr. Larry been up to?
Eating mostly. I found me some good Fiji apples and just some really good chocolate ice cream. I've been having a good time.
Wow, Larry, you're booming into Akron, Ohio. KHLY. And let me jump back to Jesse, KG4ZX in the C. Are you sounding better?
I don't know. I want your opinion, because if I'm not sounding decent enough, I'll let you run the net, because you're booming in down here.
Well, you're definitely not booming in down here. You're down in the grass. So how do you hear him, Larry? Over.
That sounds good down here. I've got, about 20 dB attenuation. He's still about 10 over.
You must live somewhere that's perfect. It's amazing, your signal and how well you hear people. But, Jesse, you're barely making Ohio. Over.
Hey, Roger. Well, would you mind taking over the net tonight, then?
Hey, fellas.
I could do that. Go ahead, hey, fellas.
Yeah, this is Alpha Golf 5, Sierra Uniform. We're down here on 94. You guys are bleeding in real bad. Is this an established net, or are you guys just talking?
This is an established net every Wednesday night and Saturday night at 2200 hours. Over.
Roger that. I forgot about you guys being down here on Wednesdays. Yeah, this is Cody, AG5HU. We've talked before. Sorry, fellas. We'll see if we can give you some room.
Not a problem. We appreciate your courtesy. Thank you very much. 73 is a good evening.
You bet. Yeah, I just forgot about being Wednesday. That's all right.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. AG4ZX.
All right, AG5SU. Let me go straighten this mess out real quick.
Well, Mr. Jesse, I'll put you down as number one. Mr. Larry, I put you down as number two. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, I'll see if I can come up with something else. Thank you.
Okay, you said you got me down for number one?
I got you down for number one. Let me find my paperwork for opening.
Okay, Roger, Roger. We may have another step in here.
Thank you.
am ready, gentlemen. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Ocean Yankee, CQ for the Wednesday night Liberty Nest. Let me see, if I'm not mistaken, it is September 30th. It is the end of the month of year 2020. So, CQ, looking for check-ins. Over. I'm going to say the opening pledge, and then we'll look for some more. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now, and since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight. The Pledge of Allegiance was written in August of 1892 by a socialist named Francis Bellamy. The original pledge read, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." In 1923, the words, "the flag of the United States of America," were added. In 1954, in response to the communist threat of the times, President and retired General Eisenhower encouraged Congress to add the words, "under God," creating the 31-word pledge we say today. And if the Republican House of Representatives had their way, we wouldn't say it at all. That being said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, good evening. I am looking for additional check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I don't remember if I said Saturday night or not. For the Wednesday night Liberty Net, please come now. Nothing heard. I'm going to open up. Mr. Jesse, you're sounding kind of poor, but I could pull you out of the weeds. So, with that being said, KG4, CX and a C, the Wednesday night net controller who's having a little bit of radio trouble, can you go first? Over.
Roger. I'll take it away, Dan. Thank you, Mr. Bob, and good evening, everybody. This is Kilo Golf 4, Moonlow X-Ray, Charlie Jesse, out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Yep, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't say I'm lying about that. Anyway, good evening, everybody, and this is Wednesday night Liberty Net. I generally have the net for Wednesday night, but Mr. Bob is relieving me tonight because of power outage here. Before I forget, Mr. Larry, the whole thing is I need to run a new 220 line for my amp. That's all. To answer your question. Mr. Larry, you sound good. Bob, sound good. Hope I hear a lot of other people on the frequency as well. Let me lock this mic down. Let me take a quick pause. You still copy me out of the weeds, Bob?
Yes, sir. The noise floor is about an 8, and I have you at a 10. So I've got you, and Larry said you're making it down there. He must have a magic station, but go ahead.
Okay, roger. Sounds good. All right, this is Wednesday night Liberty Net. It's 9:30 of 2020. Hey, not long before election time, guys. Hope you got your five people picked out, and everybody out there is making sure that they get out and vote. Throw them ballots in the dang fire. Get rid of them. That way they can't say your ballot was abused. Bombshell, DNI. Alright, releases Obama Clinton approved Russia hoax. This is what I got to start us out with, ladies and gentlemen, and this is off of America One Network. The Director of National Intelligence declassified documents detailing former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State of State, Hillary Clinton, alleged role in making false ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Tuesday, John Ratcliffe issued a statement saying it will release handwritten notes of Obama meeting with the CIA, Jeff Brennan, back in 16. And they requested the Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham. The note relates that the Democrat presidential nominee in 2016. Clinton approved plans for a campaign to pin the hacking of the DNC on Donald J. Trump, our president, ladies and gentlemen. The campaign and the Kremlin further the documents claim that the FBI briefed the President Obama shortly after Clinton approved the plan. Meanwhile, this report is saying that the classified information of really Russian disinformation, however, that clip. I don't know where my timer is on this radio, but the statement responding, they saying that the intelligence community has not assessed it, so it's considered being false. The Director of National Intelligence noted that it will be a briefing of Congress about the way the information was obtained in coming days. Anyway, if you want to read further articles on this, it is on the, let's see, this is on the One American News Network, so read the story, and it'll keep you away from that debacle last night. All right, back to you, K-A-J-O in the line, Mr. Bob, Net Control. Back to you, sir.
You are welcome, Jesse. Yeah, last night was pretty interesting, KG4DX, Tennessee. I definitely did enjoy it. And before I go to Mr. Larry, I'll give him a couple minutes to get there. I'm clicking on stuff on the internet while we're talking. It's kind of weird. So, in the discussion of the very many things, Joe Biden, which is a citizen, called our president a clown, and our president called Joe Biden not very smart, which is a true statement. But the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, defended the far-left anarchist movement Antifa as, quote, an idea, not an organization, and said white supremacists pose a greater danger to the country during the first presidential debate on Tuesday night. Well, the allegedly white supremacists and the allegedly militia people definitely have gotten themselves up in arms because this whole thing has just kind of gone a little crazy. So they wanted the president to kind of say things against them. I cannot get this mouse to move. There we go. I was disgusted by the way that Chris Wallace kept on attacking the president, but when Joe interrupted the president, he didn't attack him near as much. It definitely was interesting. And Joe had a few gaffes. He mumbled, jumbled, bumbled. But it was like two kids on the playground. You got to love it because, I mean, within the first half an hour, the president, he definitely was in Joey's little playground. So with that being said, hopefully Mr. Larry is ready. And for ROQ, KHLY, what do you say to open, over?
Okay, yeah, I like the part. I think President Trump knows more about Joe Biden's son than Joe Biden does. Joe Biden started off with my son, is in the military, and he started off with all kinds of good stuff to say about him. And Trump said, was that so-and-so? I can't remember the exact name of his son. And he said, if it was, why, he was thrown out of the service for using cocaine and all this stuff. And that about, because Joe Biden didn't know what to say. No, he wasn't. Well, he said he does have a cocaine act. He's working on his cocaine habit, but he denied it, and I guarantee you that Trump is right. He knew exactly what he was talking about there about Joe Biden's son. So why would a presidential candidate start talking about his son being, coming out of the military and all that stuff when he was on cocaine and they throwed him out of service and all this? That guy must be crazy. Joe Biden must be out of his mind. to be bragging on his son, and they throw him out for using cocaine and who knows what all. And that'd be a good something to look up and see what all happened there. You know, that's the one, I think the one that's supposed to receive so much money from Russia. $3 million or something, or some big amount of money that Trump kept putting in there, that this, one of his sons, Hunter, I believe his name was called Hunter, now that I think about it, Hunter Biden was receiving all this money from Russia, and Joe wouldn't acknowledge it. He wouldn't come out and say anything about it. So I think President Trump knows more about Hunter Biden than Joe does, because he wouldn't say anything about it. But anyway, it was interesting. There's a lot of good stuff came out, and I wish they'd have brought something up on the guns that he's against the Second Amendment. Joe Biden is, and the Trump is for that for sure. And you keep our guns in the people's hands instead of you know what they want to do. But law and order, he got him with law and order. He can't even say law and order. He says how many police agencies and how many went for you there? Just name one, and Joe Biden couldn't come up with nothing. He could not say anything. He didn't want to talk about that. So I thought it was pretty informative there. Let's talk about Miss Berry a minute here. President Donald Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, was on the Capitol Hill on Tuesday for a day of meetings with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other pivotal Republican senators in preparation for her confirmation before the November 3rd election. Joined by Vice President Mike Pence, McConnell said he was glad to get the process started on Barrett's confirmation, but McConnell declined to answer questions on whether the judge should recuse herself if legal challenges to the election between Trump and Democrat Joe Biden land in high court. "We truly do believe Judge Barrett represents the best of America," Pence said. "Democrats are confronting the limits of their power as they fight against the nomination. Some say they won't meet with Barrett, who is expected to be confirmed for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg by the end of October. With the Republicans holding a 53-47 Senate majority, and with just two GOP senators opposing a quick vote, Barrett appears to have enough support for confirmation. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be an uphill fight to stop Trump's nominee, but he said Americans are on Democrat side and preferring to wait until after the election so the winner can choose the next justice. Because that's the only thing they can say, because they're in between a rock and a hard place here on this. And I think Trump said the right thing in the debate about the people that voted him and the Senate majority to the Republicans. And it's the time for him to go ahead and nominate Miss Barrett and get her confirmation on and going forward. Schumer is among those refusing to meet with Barrett, calling the process illegitimate, and said her conservative views on health care, abortion, and other issues are far outside the mainstream. "It's not over," Schumer said on ABC's The View. Barrett made no public remarks at the start of what is expected to be days of meet and greet sessions with senators, a traditional part of the confirmation process. Hearings at the committee are set to begin October the 12th. No justice has been confirmed to the Supreme Court so close to a presidential election, but that doesn't matter. He's still in power. According to a national poll by the New York Times and Siena College, 56% of voters believe the winner of the November 3rd presidential election should fill Ginsburg's seat.
I don't believe in all those polls. They'll tell you anything on these polls.
Unable to block Trump's pick, Democrats hope to avoid mistakes that could hurt their party's candidates in November. They are arguing to voters that Barrett's nomination threatens the protections of the Affordable Care Act, a focus that Biden has embraced and many Democrats see as a winning message. The court will hear a case challenging the constitutionality of President Barack Obama's health care law just after the election, adding to the urgency of the issue. But there will also be ample opportunities for Democrats to move the off message as partisans on both sides infuse the nomination battle with cultural, gender, and religious politics. Some in the left wing of the Democratic Party are pushing for senators to boycott the hearings or commit to adding more justices to the court if Biden wins the presidential election. There is fuel concerns in the party about placing too much emphasis on procedural tactics that only delay votes by hours or days. So I think Trump brought that up in the debate. He asked if he wins the election. If you win the election, Joe, you're going to stack the Supreme Court. So if they do win, there must be a way to put more Supreme Court nominees at that position. So I got another one. Since we don't have a whole lot in line right now, I'll go ahead with this one. There's a Kuwaiti ruler dies at 91. New ruling emir chosen to replace him. Sheikh Sabah Ahmad Al Sabah, the ruler of Kuwait, who drew on his decades as the oil-rich nation's top diplomat to push for closer ties to Iraq. After the 1990 Gulf War and solutions to other regional crises, died Tuesday. He was 91 in a Middle East replete with elderly rulers. Sheikh Sabah stood out for his efforts at pushing for diplomacy to resolve a bitter dispute between Qatar and other Arab nations that continues to this day. But I don't think that diplomacy worked too well with Iraq when they went down and took them over. So he needs to work more on his military. Let's see. Arab nations that continues to this day. Crown Prince Sheikh. You're still sounding good down here, and Jesse, you're coming in fine down here, no problem. I'll shoot it back up there, and
late check-ins. Good old Diane Feinstein. That old goat is 87 years of age. A new report, let's see, the article is from Western Journal. A new report paints Senator Democrats as fearful that the lead member of their party assigned to torpedo the Supreme Court nomination, Amy Coney Barrett, may not be up for the job. The article last week for the website Politico showed how Democrats are afraid that the California Democratic Senator, Diane Feinstein, 87, could cause damage, not only would allow Barrett to make it to the court, but hurt the party in November. she can't pull this off, a Democratic senator reportedly told Politico under anonymously. She's not sure what she's doing, another anonymous senator told Politico about Feinstein. If you took a look at Kavanaugh, we may be short two senators because of that. If this gets messed up, it will be the same result. I think it could impact the number of seats we can win, the senator added. Feinstein was front and center in the confrontational controversy over Justin Brett Kavanaugh because she sat on initial allegations from Palo Alto University professor Christina Blasio Ford before eventually bringing them forward amid leaks that the allegations existed. Now, we were all over that Kavanaugh for Christina Blasey Ford, but yet nobody wants to talk about Joseph Biden as a senator fingering Tara Reid. Isn't that amazing? The allegations for Kavanaugh were way lighter than the allegations against Senator Biden. The senator said that the same Democrats were Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. So in assessing Feinstein, Politico said she sometimes gets confused by the reporter's questions or will offer different answers to the same question depending on where or when she's asked. Her appearance is frail, and Feinstein's genteel demeanor, which seems like it belongs to a bygone senator heir, can lead to trouble with the increasingly hardline Democratic base in this bipartisan confirmation. So, yeah, the old girl's losing it. 87 years of age, I guess it is time to step down. But if you look at what they put in their place, AOC, Ilhan Omar, that nasty Rashida Tlaib, so the choices aren't very good. With that being said, 73. Man, I need some alcohol. So CQCQ looking for additional check-ins for this Wednesday night, the last day of September, LibertyNet. Over. Well, after all that I said, we now go back to you, sir. KG4ZX and a C. K-A-H-A-O and a Y. What say you again?
Okay, Mr. Bob, I thought I heard somebody else wanting to check in.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, and say the rest of it for me, please.
Golf, Sierra, Tango.
And I don't have you on my list. The first name, please?
Robbie.
All righty, Robbie. My son, who was a room maneuver number 2, was a radio call from the U.S. Marine Corps with Bravo. So that's pretty close. So welcome to the Wednesday Night LibertyNet. To you, before I get to Mr. Jesse, what do you have to add to our conversation? Over.
Just checking in, kind of listening around. I might have something to add here in a little bit, but I just want to thank y'all for listening and thank you for checking in.
Well, Robbie, you're welcome to be here every Saturday night and Wednesday night at 2200 hours. We bring this net to the air. It's basically a current events net. It's been started back in 1974 and been going ever since. So please come along with the ride. I'll put a check mark next to your name because we talked. And I'll come back and have something to do with you, gentlemen. Jesse, KC4ZXC, KAJOY.
Forget it, I got this one article.
I bring Gabe to nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize after Trump successfully accomplished a peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. So that's the UAE. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. He's nominated once again. I wonder how many triggered leftists are out there ready to jam us over that one. But, yeah, let me mic that mic down.
KGY. Before I hand it to Larry, I just want to say I agree. When President Trump kept on asking civilian Biden, I'm not going to say vice president because he's not, civilian Biden, Joe, tell me what law enforcement agency is backing you up. Tell me what law enforcement organization. Joe's slate is blank. He could not answer that question. And Larry brought that to our attention. That was an interesting part. I'm telling you, it was like a brawl on the playground, and the president was winning. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, it is your turn again, sir. What do you got for us? KAHAOY.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of a good part, and I enjoyed a lot of the content that Trump brought on, a lot of good stuff, especially about the Black Lives Matter group and Antifa. And, about the liberal Democrat mayors and governors of the state were letting the Black Lives Matter people burn down the town there. And they wouldn't call him and get it straightened out. He said he could fix it in 30 minutes. And he said they'll put up their hands and take off. But anyway, the Democrats are just, only thing they know how to do is cut down the other person party. They don't have any kind of a plan. That's, he did bring out Biden's plan about building all these new buildings and doing away with gas and oil and just have everything electric in a certain amount of time, and which would cost more than the nation would make. And I can't remember the exact amount of years, but it was astronomical. It cannot be done. I mean, the liberal Democrats, their ideas are out of this world. They don't have any ideas that are sensible. How can you put a liberal Democrat in there and they want to join the peace accords again? And there are 10 miles about that. You want to put all of our factories out of business? You know, we've got clean air, clean water. And we don't want to put all of our
letting China and Russia run full blast. Looting like crazy. Here we are better right now than we've been probably in 50 to 75 years as far as pollution. And the Democrats want to keep pollution on and on and on and put everything out of business. There's no middle ground to them. They don't have any judgment, especially in environmental matters. Okay, let's see. I've got an article here about, Here's Iraqi military rocket attack kills 5 and hurts 2. This is in USA Today. 5 Iraqi civilians were killed and 2 severely wounded Monday after a Karachi rocket hit Baghdad Airport. Iraq's military said it was the first time in months an attack caused civilian casualties. The rocket targeted the international airport but struck a residential home close by instead. A man to dead with 3 children and 2 women. 2 children were also severely wounded. The home was completely destroyed. The rocket was launched from the Al Jihad neighborhood of Baghdad. The military described the attack as cowardly crime perpetrated by criminal gangs with the aim of creating chaos and terrorizing people. A Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khamenei had ordered the arrest of the perpetrators. The attack had become a frequent occurrence, often targeting the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad within the heavily fortified Green Zone. And the U.S. troops represent or present in Iraqi bases as well as the Baghdad airport. So we've still got some troops at some Iraqi bases there and at the Baghdad airport. So here's a pretty good size jewelry, huh? Police say 1 million in jewelry taken from Georgia's store. Police said 1 million worth of jewelry was stolen from a store in Coastal Georgia. WTOC-TV reports the house took place before dawn Friday at K Jewelers. We got one here in Nashville. In Hinesville, officers responded to an alarm at the store, but walked around the building and looked through the windows and saw nothing wrong. When employees arrived Friday morning, they found a hole in the roof and the store's safe broken open and emptied. Investigators say they're examining similar burglaries in Georgia and neighboring states. So guys, you're going to have to get your drone out on the roof to keep the helicopters out. There's a drone. They're using drones now for organ delivery. And they're testing them right now. It says drones are usually taken for a variety of tasks, delivering small express packages, assisting in search and rescue operations, and capturing stunning aerial views and other views, to name just a few. Be ready to add one more to the growing list, human organ transit. Researchers at Mission Go, a provider of the Unmanned Aviation Solutions and the Nevada Donor Network, an organ procurement organization, announced last week 2 successful test flights carrying a human organ and tissue by drones in Las Vegas. The first flight on September the 17th transported research corneas from one hospital to another about 2.5 miles away. On the same day, a second flight delivered research kidneys 10 miles from an airport to a location outside a small town in the Las Vegas desert. It marked the longest organ delivery flight in the drone history, surpassing the distance of a historic April 2019 flight. When staff now with the Mission Go team transported a kidney from the Living Legacy Foundation in West Baltimore to the University of Maryland Medical Center downtown. Although the Las Vegas kidney was for research purposes only, scientists who took the biopsies before and after the flight concluded there were no changes to the tissue architecture and cell viability. Organs are usually transported by commercial aircraft, but the coronavirus pandemic has drastically reduced the number of flights available. United Airlines and American Airlines have slashed the number of their September flights in half, and Southwest Airlines has cut 25%. Dr. Matthew Cooper, Director of Kidney and Pancreas Transplantation at MedStar Georgetown Transplant Institute and Vice President of the United Network for Organ Sharing at UNOS, says organs are discarded if no flights are available to transport them before they become non-viable. A kidney can survive outside the body for 36 to 48 hours after it has been recovered. According to the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration, you can think about donors being pretty revolutionary and breaking down one of the obstacles to increases in the number of organs utilized and decreasing discards, said Cooper, is also on the National Kidney Foundation Board of Directors. Drones also cut short transportation time, decrease the time of organs outside the body, and improving chances of function after transplant. Hours of traffic in the metropolitan area could be reduced to minutes by drones. Cooper said unmanned aircraft not only could save the lives of the recipients, but also surgeons who have died in plane or helicopter crashes on their way to retrieve an organ. There were some limitations to the recent launch of industry. Ron Henderson, lead USAS pilot for Mission Go, said the aircraft could move only about 22 pounds, limiting the amount of ice cream would usually pack for commercial flights. So, yeah, of course, I think the U.S. military has ordered thousands of drones. And of course, Trump is building up the military. He and everyone else should know by now about his speaking of the military went down under Obama and Biden presidency. And Trump had to rebuild it back up. They didn't even have the bullets to go on ammunition when Trump went in. So the Democrats are very, very bad about keeping our nation safe. They will not keep the military in good enough condition to keep people to keep other nations such as China or Russia from attacking us. If we're strong, they won't attack, and if we're weak, you got a problem. You could possibly be attacked. So that's another reason you sure don't want to go against them. Also, just talking to all of us regarding the organ, China keeps a lot of political prisoners in different locations. I heard on Coast to Coast the other night. I thought I'd bring that back to the news. And these people are notorious for using these people as they put them in hospitals. They got hospitals all over town, and they use them to take their organs, their organ donors. So if they don't have any use for them, if they are people that that they judge is not who they want in their society, and they make a decision on that in various ways, and they put them in a hospital and they take them the organs out while these people are still living, so these organs will last longer. So if you think about going to China, you think about what could happen if they decide they want you as an organ donor over in China. amount of people they have, they will and have for many, many centuries, most likely for centuries, used people as organ donors, as long as they've had the donor system, that they want to erase from their society over there. They use them as organ donors and they cut them out while they're still alive. So anyway, that's a definite. I heard that on Coast to Coast AM the other night. So anyway, you think about that for a while, and they got hospitals set up for that, for those donor situations all over China, in many, 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 could be in the millions that they're doing that with. So anyway, back to you up there, Bob, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOY. I'll comment on your stuff after I go to Robbie. We'll probably go a couple more rounds because we have the time. So, with that being said, K04GS and a T. This is KHOY. Mr. Robbie, it's your turn. Over.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I want to go to this story that I read about Elon Musk for this
those pulses signals are transmitted to the electrodes in the brain, which interprets them as visual proofs.
The brain implant is a step in
those devices don't require brain surgery.
Instead, the electrodes are embedded down the eye.
Retinal implants require recipients to have some functional cells present in the eyes, which is why they are currently only approved for patients
with retina pigmentosa, which affects only a small percentage of
3.3 million Americans who are legally blind or visually impaired. With the current system we're testing, we don't even have to have eyes for the device to work. Responsible for sight to gradually die, causing vision loss over time. For other eye cells called ganglions, which talk directly to the brain, remain intact. Pixium Vision and Germany's retinal implant to design the stimulate these cells which transmit visual information along the optic nerve of the brain. About 350 retina pigmentosa patients or bars have received the August 3 device. Once the technology of the August 3 bypasses, the eye with the optic nerve completely. Says Dr. Nader 40, the neurosurgeon at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, who's in clinic as the primary investigator of the trial at UCLA, he has outfitted four patients with the device. The other two study participants received the implant from Dr. Johnson at the University of Houston, Texas. And I just want to say that just goes to tell you the amazing advances medical technology in Europe.
Thank you, Robbie. That was a good article. It makes me curious. Somehow those glasses have to be powered. So I didn't hear anything in there explaining the operation. Was there anything saying they're battery powered, they're rechargeable, something like that? And just to confirm, you're in Lancaster, South Carolina, correct? Over. What an interesting piece of technology. Just think, we might replace the humans, but it's nice that they have found a way to interface the technology and give the few people their eyesight back. That's great. With that said, Mr. Larry, the Oregon drone, well, look at how many drones the U.S. military uses and they strike. I think the only limitations is the batteries. And as far as Donald Trump helping our military, notice how ISIS is gone. My son served, unfortunately, under Barack Obama, and they were not allowed to actually engage. That's why he's my late son. And now these young men and women, very few have been lost under Donald Trump's watch. So, and when Joseph talked about, you know, that Donald Trump is responsible for all these storms and hurricanes, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no. Really? I mean, he has nothing to do with it. And my last comment, Mr. Larry, the officers that went to the alarm drop, they look inside, they don't see anything. Almost always, including my agency, we would ask dispatch, will you send an emergency party to open the door? And almost always, the business owner, when they're called, tells the police, if the door is locked, just disregard the alarm. So there's no way to check on the roof except a drone. But we don't have those. With that being said, let me see if there's any late check-ins before I go back to Mr. Jesse. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, 9/30/2020. CQ, CQ, any late check-ins? Over. Nothing heard, Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX in the C, we might as well maybe go four rounds tonight because we're kind of short on people, so I'll give it back to you. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, I was just getting ready to say thank you for running in once again tonight. Your signal keeps getting stronger as the evening goes on, and Larry is too. Oh, and congratulations to the young man who checked in tonight. What was this call? GST. Yeah. Mr.
You're still above the noise floor. The floor is about an 8. You're about a 10 to 15, so you might as well make use of the band. Over.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Good deal. Well, anyway, I want to go into this one article. It's off of the 2/3 of the President Trump won the first debate on Tuesday night against former Vice President Joe Biden. And I can't, you know, wonder why the heck is this Chris Wallace referring to him as Vice President the way he said it.
From my phone, but I might as well throw it out. It basically says that during the presidential debate, President Trump asked Joe Biden, are you in favor of law and order? And this article from Western News Journal says, and I have to say, I'd have to watch the tape over, Joe Biden says he supports law and a little bit of order. Now, I recorded it, so I'm going to have to go back and look at that, but Western Journal says that the former vice president and the moderator only, I think, used the word former once. He always referred to him as vice president. In the beginning, he said former. Again, he's a citizen. But he only believes in a little bit of order. Hopefully, there's more than a little bit of order down there with Mr. Larry. So, and for ROQ, do you have a little bit of order down there? K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Yeah, well, you've got a...
in prison
based on their gender identity, but only if the state does not have management or security concerns. California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation houses men and women in separate facilities. Transgender inmates are often housed based on their sexual assignment at birth. Advocates say that this is dangerous, particularly for transgender women housed in facilities for men. The law Newsom signed says officers must ask inmates privately during the intake process if they identify as transgender, non-binary, or intersex. The law says the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation cannot deny those requests solely because of inmate anatomy, sexual orientation, or a factor. Request if it has management or security concerns. If a request is denied, the state must give the inmate a written statement. Senator Scott Warner, that's Warner, I guess, W-I-E-N-E-R, who authorized the bill, says he doesn't expect this exception usually often. It's just a false narrative about transgender people and about transgender women. In particular, that they somehow not really women, and they're just trying to scam their way into women's bathrooms or facilities in order to do bad things. Why they're scared. So, California is taking up for these transgender situations, where it looks like. So, y'all have got your assessment on that. Portion of $60 million tax break after it shut down assembly plant. General Motors must repay roughly half of a $60 million tax incentive package because of its broken promise to keep open its assembly plant near Youngstown, Ohio. A state agency said Monday, the Ohio Tax Credit Authority also said General Motors must invest $12 million in workforce and education needs near the former Lordstown plant, which the automaker closed last year. An economic development deal from more than a decade ago gave General Motors millions in tax credits in exchange for keeping the Lordstown plant operating at least through 2027. General Motors said in a statement that he has a large manufacturing presence in Ohio, noting that it is currently building a new electric battery cell factory in Lordstown. Next to the site of a much larger assembly plant, it shut down in March 2019 after more than 50 years of production. So we'll stop it right there and need to go take care of someone here, and I'll be back for the next round there, Bob. K-A-H-J-O-Y-F-O-R-O-Q. I know we're in there.
All righty, Larry. Thank you. N-4-R-O-Q, K-H-O-I. I know you're younger than me, but what was the original car that was built at the Lordstown plant in Ohio? It's between Akron and Youngstown, so it's only two counties from me, but what was the original car, over? Where'd you go, Mr. Larry? You still there? N4RQ, KHOI.
He had to take care of something.
Okay, my bad. Well, the original car was the Vega, which I don't know if Jesse's old enough or Robbie's old enough, but the Vega, then the Cavalier, then the Cobalt, and the last motor vehicle was the Cruze, and then they shut down. So, Mr. Robbie, it's back to you. K04GS and a T, K-A-H-A-O-Y. What kind of an article you got for us next, sir? Over.
Hello?
what you got for us?
All right, I got this story. I read this article on this magazine called InGadget. It's about the FCC's new anti-robocall rules to prevent surprise charges to consumers. Because you know I'm talking. In March, the FCC ordered all carriers to phone companies to adopt the third and second protocol by June 30th, 2021. Now, the commission has announced two rules to clarify the carrier's obligations regarding the technology implementation. One of those rules will prevent the surprise charges. To be precise, it prohibits voice-saving providers from adding line item charges to their bills for caller ID authentication. The FCC is also requiring providers they currently can't implement third
Robbie, we appreciate the article. Robocalling is a pain in the butt. I screen most of my phone calls. I think even I know Jesse does. If I don't recognize it, I don't answer it. So, KO4, GS, and a T. Thank you. We're going to make one more round called the 73 round for closing comments or arguments or comments. So, if you stick around, we'll get to you again. Mr. Jesse, I'm going to check for any late check-ins and then come to you. CQ, CQ, looking for any additional check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Over. Nothing heard. Mr. Jesse, round number four, we're going to call it the 73 round. What do you have to sum up? Over.
Important role in their personal life, according to a new 17 poll with
further data to
Jesse, that is a good comment. Don't be a sheeple, people. KG4, CX Tennessee, KHLY. Next to Mr. Larry, but if you're back, Mr. Larry, I have one comment before you start. So let me see if N4ROQ is present. Over.
Yeah, I'm back. I'll find something now. Go ahead and do your article if you can there.
So my question to you, but you probably already heard the answer, what was the first car that was made in Lordstown, and that was the Vega. And they figured out how to stack, I want to say 18 or 20 Vegas in a rail car. So that was when General Motors devised the leak-proof battery so that they could stand the cars on their nose and the engine oil wouldn't run out and the battery acid wouldn't run out. So, that being said, you also mentioned about, I think Alex Jones got caught for, in some states it's called DUI, in other states it's called DWI, in my state it's called OUI, operating a vehicle under the influence of alcohol and or drugs of abuse. So most all states in the union are .08. However, I have won a .04 because the person crashed and their small amount of alcohol caused enough impairment for the accident. So you can win those when they're below the legal limit, but apparently Alex got lucky. So that being said, back to you, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, KAHAOY.
Okay. All right. See, here's an article regarding this. Portland, Oregon is really having a problem. Of course, they're all liberal Democrats out there, and they just let it continue. The late-night protest in Portland, Oregon declared unlawful. Several people in Portland, Oregon were arrested in anti-police brutality protests that continued into early Sunday. Hours, this is the paper a few days earlier, but it shows a lot of good things that are happening out there. After earlier demonstration ended with a few reports of violence, the protesters began setting up and declared unlawful and objects were thrown at officers, including full drink cans, firecrackers, and rocks. Police said images show a protester when protesters crowded in and around a car near the mosque. The scene of a nightly arrest over the summer. So, I mean, there's thousands of those Black Lives Matter people out there, and they are really, really just doing whatever they want to do, and there's no stopping them unless they have domestic protection in there. Okay, let's see, Walmart's changing some stuff.
says that Walmart's getting ready for a different holiday season. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, the retail giant announced planning Wednesday to meet the demands of increased online shopping. Gift availability and hours for turning stores for safe shopping. Walmart is promising an all-new Black Friday experience and says it will spread traditional Black Friday savings throughout the season. More deals available online. Walmart says the savings will start earlier than ever. The full details on its Black Friday experience were available Wednesday, although the retailer said it is hiring 20,000 seasonal workers with e-commerce fulfillment centers, including order firms and power equipment operators. The temporary positions are posted at www.walmartcareers.com, FC Jobs, and also can be applied for texting FC to 240-240. Greg Smith, Walmart U.S. Executive Vice President of Supply Chain, said in a news release that as more shoppers turn to online shopping, we want to ensure we're staffed and ready to help deliver a special gift to the loved ones while continuing to fulfill our customers' everyday needs. The starting hourly rate for the season professional jobs will range from $15.75 to $23.75. Based on location, position, and schedule, the jobs begin immediately and continue through January 1st. Such positions could convert to regular employment. Over the last 6 months, Walmart said it has hired more than 500,000. Moving to the article. New employees across the company to ensure the retailers to provide essential items to customers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Last week, Walmart announced it was using approximately 165,000 hourly workers are raised by introducing new leadership roles and cross-training opportunities. So the article goes on, but you can get my drift there. They're getting ready for all this Black Friday and the Christmas shopping times that are coming up here very soon. Okay, well, let's go ahead and stop it right here. Bob, thank you for running the net tonight. You've done a tremendous job, and I always enjoy the net, and thanks for allowing us to participate. And thanks, Jesse, for all you do also, and always enjoy it. And we'll shoot it back up there to you all. KAHJOY and the Great Liberty Net from Larry in Tennessee and for ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. Well, I enjoy running the net, so thank you for your accolades. And thank you for your contribution and for ROQ, KHOI. And at the bottom of my list is Mr. Robbie. One more shot, young man. KO4GS and a T. KAHJOY, what do you have for closing, sir? Over.
Really think sometimes some people don't, you know, understand what it really means. I mean, it's a gift given to you by people who have made sacrifices of young people. And it's not just that. People often are quick to complain about wanting change and wanting things to be different and, you know, wanting everything to change. But, you know, there's often a lot of times most people who talk about that never go out and vote. If you don't go out there and do what you're supposed to do, then nothing will ever change. Everything will always be the same. And it don't matter who you vote for, what your views are, what you want to do, is your prerogative, and that's quite all right. But the matter is, the fact of the matter is getting out there to do it. And it's like, you know, it was said earlier, you know, Johnny's encouraged people to vote because it's not just about you voting, it's about your school and your duty to make a lot of people do that job as well. It's our responsibility as Americans to look out for each other, to take care of each other, to help each other out, to encourage each other
if we do the best for this country and the best we, and be the best Americans we can be. And I think that's the way that starts and starts, the way you make the change, especially on the local level. I mean, because nothing will ever change locally if you don't go out there and make the change. You choose the representative, you choose the sheriff, you choose the law enforcement, you do that. That's up to you. And if you don't go out there and do your job, everything will always be the same.
Thank you, Robbie, and that is true. You've got to vote. But there are so many people that don't vote, but they bitch and bitch and bitch. Well, then vote. And the majority wins. It's not the minority, even though the minorities are who are making all the noise right now. It is the majority who wins, and I pray to God that the silent majority is out there. I know Jesse's talked about it, Bill has talked about it, a lot of people have. So with that being said, thank you all for contributing tonight to the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Kind of a small turnout, but hey, a turnout's a turnout. So as I close the window on this Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabas a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, and 73 to all of tonight's Liberty Netters. 73 to Mr. Victor, W1WCR. 73 to Mr. Marty, N2IRJ. And 73 to Miss Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless America, God to bless our president, our soldiers, and our first responders. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Ocean Yankee, and I am clear.
Bob, and thanks for running the net once again. And Mr. Lang, if you hear me, the band's starting to change a little bit. God bless you, sir. Thanks again. Hope mom is okay. And I'd like to thank everybody also on the Liberty Net that's participating tonight. Always a pleasure hearing from you guys. And God bless W1WCR, Mr. Marty, Miss Laura, and all the Liberty Netters out there, everyone who stands up for freedom. God bless America. Q is on 4-3-8-3. Charlie, and I'm dropping the mic.